From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Japanese Emperor Naruhito hopes ASEAN-Japan summit will strengthen cooperative relations of both countries. Embassy of Saudi Arabia in Jakarta commemorates World Arabic Language Day. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, along with leaders of ASEAN countries, attended a tea party held by Japanese Emperor Naruhito and Empress Masako at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo, Japan on Monday. Based on the YouTube video broadcast of the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat on Tuesday, before the tea party began, Emperor Naruhito in his remarks congratulated the ASEAN-Japan 50th anniversary summit successfully. Emperor Naruhito hoped that the summit would provide an opportunity to advance ASEAN-Japan friendly relations and cooperation.
I hope that the summit has provided an opportunity to advance the friendly and cooperative relationship among us.
Moreover, Emperor Naruhito and Empress Masako, along with other state leaders, held a tea party together. Before leaving the Imperial Palace, President Joko Widodo hoped that Emperor Naruhito and Empress Masako could visit Indonesia for a longer time. The Embassy of Saudi Arabia in Jakarta commemorates World Arabic Language Day at the Institute of Islamic and Arabic Sciences or LIPIA campus in South Jakarta. The commemoration took the theme Arabic Language of Poetry and Art. The event was attended by ambassadors from Arab-friendly countries, the Association of Indonesian Arabic Language Teachers, delegates from UIN Syarif Hidayatullah Jakarta and UIN Maulana Malik Ibrahim Malang. The event was enlivened by the reading of poetry and Arabic role play dramas acted out by the academic community of the Institute of Islamic and Arabic Sciences. Ambassador of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to Indonesia, Faisal Abdullah El Amudi, in his opening remarks said that Arabic has come into Indonesia since the 7th century and Arabic plays as a Muslim identity.
Today we gather to commemorate World Arabic Language Day in the Republic of Indonesia in Jakarta. The celebration reflects the support and support of the Saudi Arabian government for the Arabic language. As is known, Arabic began to enter Indonesia in the 7th century, meaning it has been around for 14 centuries. Attention to the Arabic language was carried out by founders of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, King Abdulaziz, then the king, who were guardians of the two holy cities, after that spread the Arabic language in various corners of the world. This attention is carried out through the establishment of various special institutions.
Moreover, World Arabic Language Day is celebrated every 18th December. On that date in 1973, the United Nations General Assembly adopted Arabic as the sixth official language of the UN organization. Reported by the UN website, Arabic is one of the most widely spoken languages in the world, used every day by more than 400 million people. One of the support from the Saudi Arabian government for the development of Arabic in Indonesia was through the establishment of LIPIA 40 years ago. The institution, which is a branch of Imam Muhammad bin Saud University, now runs four campuses in Jakarta, Aceh, Medan, and Surabaya, and has graduated 20,000 alumni since its founding. Minister of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Abdullah Azwar Anas reiterated the need for civil servants remaining neutral during the 2024 general elections, as he believes that bureaucrats' political partiality could negatively impact public services. This was expressed by Minister Abdullah Azwar in Banyuwangi, East Java, as cited from a statement received from the ministry. He also said that neutrality stands of the principle of impartiality. Civil servants who fail to remain neutral are not professional because they can disrupt public services. The obligation of civil servants to maintain their neutrality is outlined in Law No. 20 of 2023 concerning civil servants. The Ministry of Transportation reported that as many as 107 million people are projected to travel for leisure or homecoming during the Christmas and New Year period. Those who will travel account for 39% of the total population, or higher than last year. So this is quite challenging. This was pointed out by Minister of Transportation Budi Karyasumadi at the opening of the Christmas and New Year Transportation Center POS on Tuesday, as reported by Antara. He also noted that according to the survey conducted by the ministry, 40,000 people will travel in private cars due to the practical aspect of easier mobility and the availability of good road infrastructure such as toll roads. The Western powers in the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran accused Tehran on Monday of developing a testing ballistic missiles, transferring hundreds of drones to Russia, and enriching uranium to an unprecedented 60% level for a country without a nuclear weapons program, all in violation of a UN resolution endorsing the deal. As reported by ArabsNews.com, Iran and its ally, Russia, dismissed the charges by Britain, France, and Germany, strongly supported by the United States, which pulled out of the agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in 2018. The six-party agreement was aimed at ensuring that Iran could not develop atomic weapons. Under the accord, Tehran agreed to limit enrichment of uranium to levels necessary for the peaceful use of nuclear power in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. At least 116 people were killed and hundreds more injured after an earthquake hit northwest China, state media reported Tuesday, as rescue teams scrambled to reach survivors in sub-zero temperatures. As reported by CNN.com, the quake rocked Jishan County in Gansu province late Monday night, damaging houses and roads. Rescuers raced to search for survivors trapped under rubble, while residents rushed outdoors, huddling overnight in the bitter winter cold. As the Tuesday morning, the quake has killed 105 people and damaged more than 4,700 houses in Gansu, provincial authorities said in the news conference. Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh and a high-ranking Vietnamese delegation on Monday left Tokyo for Vietnam, successfully ending the trip to attend the commemorative summit for 50 years of ASEAN-Japan friendship and cooperation, as well as bilateral activities in Japan. As reported by VOVworld.vn, at the commemorative summit, ASEAN and Japanese leaders reached a common understanding on many regional and global issues of mutual concern. They agreed to adopt the vision statement on ASEAN-Japan friendship and cooperation, trusted partner, and plan to implement the vision statement as a basis for implementing the ASEAN-Japan Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Well, listener, that was the newsline read by Ahmad Faisal.
Here is today's commentary on visa-free visits as government's effort to create quality tourism. I'm Dalat Pane. The tourism sector is one of the pillars of the Indonesian economy and is a major foreign exchange contributor. The Central Statistics Agency recorded that cumulatively, foreign tourist visits from January to September 2023 increased by 143.41%, compared to the same period in 2022. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also predicts that foreign tourist visits by the end of this year will reach approximately 9 million visits. The increase in foreign tourist visits to Indonesia is expected not only in terms of quantity, but also quality. During the weekly brief with Sandi Uno event in Jakarta on Monday, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno conveyed proposal for 20 countries to obtain visa-free visits to Indonesia as an effort to create quality tourism. He believes that visa-free visits will greatly determine tourist visits in 2024. Therefore, his site is consistently targeting quality and sustainable tourists. Several countries are contributors of quality tourists. Minister Sandiaga Uno also explained that there were several factors that were taken into consideration by countries proposed to receive visa-free visas to Indonesia. These factors include the principle of reciprocity, economic impact, security aspects, per capita income, length of time, and average expenditure of foreign tourists during their visits, and the number of outbound tourists who travel outside their home country. The proposed countries consist of Australia, China, India, South Korea, United States, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Netherlands, Japan, Russia, Taiwan, New Zealand, Italy, and Spain. Even though the visa-free proposal is currently still in the discussion stage with the relevant ministries and institutions, it is hoped that this visa-free grant will be able to increase the number of foreign tourists to Indonesia, which is targeted to reach from 12.5 million to 14 million next year. It is targeted that this proposal will be finalized at the end of 2023 or early 2024. To welcome the visa-free policy, of course, there are consequences that must be carried out by the Indonesian government, stakeholders in the tourism sector, and the Indonesian people, namely improving services to tourists. The visa-free policy could have a major positive impact on Indonesian tourism. This could increase the number of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia, because it makes entry easier for those who previously had to go through a complicated visa process. Thus, this will have an economic impact that can improve the welfare of society, increase state income from the tourism sector, create new jobs, and advance the local economy in various tourism destinations across the country. That was commentary.
Listener, here is Today in History. We begin with Trikora Day. December 19th is commemorated as the Trikora Day to remember the Three People's Command incident on December 19th, 1961. The command was given by President Sukarno at Great Meeting in Yogyakarta, 19th December 1961. There are three principles of Trikora, namely to prevent the Netherlands from forming a puppet state in West Papua, to fly the nation flag in West Papua, and to prepare for mass mobilization to defend the independence and unity of the nation. Moving to December 19, 1949. Gajah Mada University was founded. Based on the Government Regulation No. 23, Year 1949 on higher education merger into university, the Government of Indonesia founded the Gajah Mada University, or UGM, the first university founded by the Indonesian government after independence. On December 19, 1949, Gajah Mada University was founded in Bulak Sumur, Yogyakarta, with six faculties. The six were engineering, medical, agriculture, veterinary, law, literature, and philosophy. We end Today in History with Defend the Country Day. Defend the Country Day is commemorated every 19th December. The day was inaugurated by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono with a Presidential Decree No. 28, Year 2006, on December 18, 2006. Defend the Country Day was expected to encourage the spirit of nationalism in defending the country that upholds the unity. The background of the Defend the Country Day was the second Dutch military aggression on December 19, 1948. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Jabat tanganku, mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali. Kita berbincang tentang memori. memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu, seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini akan kita rindukan. Di hari nanti, sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah, karena waktu ini akan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement Protocol negotiations completed. The Indonesian and Japanese negotiating teams succeeded in completing the substance of the negotiations on the protocol for amendments to the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement. This was marked by a joint statement from Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan and Japanese Foreign Minister Kamikawa Yoko at the opening of a bilateral meeting between Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Saturday, December the 16th, held on the sidelines of the President's visits to Tokyo, Japan, to attend the high-level conference or summit commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN Japan Friendship and Cooperation. Quoted from the official website of the Indonesian Ministry of Trade on Saturday, Minister Zulkifli Hasan explained that the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement had gone through a general review for the benefits of implementation as well as identify opportunities for improvement. Indonesia and Japan then followed up on the result of the review by negotiating the amendment protocol, which began in 2019 as a legal basis for improving the agreement so that it could provide more benefits for both countries. Minister Hassan said that Japan would open and improve market access for 112 tariff posts that were not previously provided, including 4 tariff posts for processed fish products, which would have similar competitiveness with main competitors in the region. Indonesia and Japan also agreed to speed up the legal process and domestic procedures of each country so that Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement Amendment Protocol can be immediately ratified and implemented effectively in early 2024. Total trade between Indonesia and Japan from January to October 2023 was worth $31.4 billion. Until 2022, Japan is ranked third as the destination country for Indonesia's export and imports. That was My Indonesia Today.
Kini diri.
Voice of Indonesia.
VY listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Kota Tua or the Old Town Tour in Indonesia. It is an interesting tourist destination to visit. This area is spread across various regions in Indonesia. In fact, each old town has its own unique buildings as well as historical and cultural heritage. We recommend several destinations in the Old Town area for you, including Kota Lama Semarang or Semarang Old Town in Central Java. It is a cultural heritage area which contains many buildings from the Dutch East Indies from hundreds of years ago. One of the icons of Semarang Old Town, which is almost always targeted by tourists, is Blenduk Church. This church building has a characteristic hemispherical dome-shaped roof. It is said that the Blenduk Church has existed for more than 250 years and was built by the Portuguese in 1753. The next old town is in Jakarta, namely Kota Tua, Jakarta. This place is one of the tourist icons in Jakarta, which is full of historical values from the colonial government. It can be seen from the many historical heritage buildings that are still well preserved, such as Fathahillah Museum, Bank Indonesia Museum, and Kota Intan Bridge. There are many activities you can do in the old city area of Jakarta, from riding around on old ontel bicycles, feeding birds, to culinary tours. Listener, another old town tourist attraction in Indonesia that is no less interesting is Singkawang City. Many archaeological remains in Singkawang are thick with Chinese culture, such as the oldest Chinese house built since 1901 and the dragon statue in the middle of the city. Apart from that, you can also see the Singkawang Grand Mosque, which is adjacent to the Tridharma Bumi Raya Vihara. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau pergi tiada kau hari ini, serasa hampa hati tanpa kehadiranmu. Kemana kau menghilang, biasanya kau di sini menemani aku mengawali hari. Sebagian orang mereka menghindarimu. Kau tak bisa mati, adakah mereka tahu? Di saat engkau hadir, bumi kelihatan indah. Kemana kau pergi, aku merindukanmu. Tak banyak yang ku minta, hanyalah kehadiranmu. Bersinarlah kembali, wahai mentariku. Tak banyak yang ku minta, hanyalah kehadiranmu. Bersinarlah kembali, bersinarlah kembali. Ku ingin engkau hadir selalu. Sinari bumi awali hariku. Tiada anak kecil berlarian di taman, tiada bunga-bunga berkembang tanpamu. Aku berharap mega mendung awan hitam itu cepat berlalu. Ku selalu sinari bumi awali hariku. Ta da ta 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 ta. All right. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Na 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 na.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is di Bandung, which means in Bandung. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Saya Mau Kopi. Saya Mau Kopi, which means I want some coffee. This conversation takes place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Annie, a friend of Chris' vlog community. In a cafe on Jalan Braga, Bandung, Chris responded to Annie's question about what order. Let's listen to their conversation.
Ini salah satu kafe terkenal di Jalan Braga. Menu favorit di sini, kopi dan waffle. Kamu mau pesan apa, Chris?
Saya mau kopi gula aren.
After listening to the conversation, I will present some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya mau kopi. Saya mau kopi, which means I want some coffee. I'll say the words slowly, twice each, and you can repeat after me. Saya. Saya, which means I. Mau. Mau. Want. Kopi. Kopi. Coffee. Gula aren, palm sugar. Saya mau kopi gula aren. Saya mau kopi gula aren, which means I want palm sugar coffee. Cafe, cafe, which means cafe. Terkenal, terkenal, famous. Jalan Braga, Jalan Braga, Braga Street. Menu favorit, menu favorit, favorite menu. Waffle, waffle, waffle. In the conversation, you heard the expression, saya mau kopi gula aren. Saya mau kopi gula aren, which means I want palm sugar coffee. In that sentence, there is the expression, saya mau, which means I want. It can be used in response to an offer to order something. The expression saya mau, which means I want, can be followed by a noun expressing something that is desired. In this sentence, the expression saya mau, which means I want, is in response to the question, kamu mau pesan apa? Kamu mau pesan apa? Which means, what would you like to order? Another example. Let's listen to another example of a sentence in response to an offer to order something from the menu in a conversation. In Bandung, Jalan Braga or Braga Street is famous as a walking area. The word Braga comes from the Sundanese expression ngabaraga, which can be interpreted as showing off or being fashionable. It is said that in the 1920s, there were many European-style clothing shops or boutiques on this street. Now, Jalan Braga is filled with restaurants, cafes, hotels, and shopping centers. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia, or let's speak bahasa Indonesia today. Let's listen to the conversation once again.
Ini salah satu kafe terkenal di Jalan Braga. Menu favorit di sini, kopi dan waffle. Kamu mau pesan apa, Chris?
Saya mau kopi gula aren.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia this time with the topic di Bandung. Di Bandung, which means in Bandung, and an example of a conversation entitled Saya Mau Kopi. Saya Mau Kopi, which means I want some coffee. Hopefully, this edition is useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa. Till we meet again.
Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata, tak dapat disentuh walau kau bisa menyentuhnya. Tak dapat dirasa walau seluruh ragamu di sana. Dapat kau menjaganya tanpa harus mengurungnya.
Bayangkan sebagai yang tak kasat mata.
Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata. Abu yang berterbangan tak dapat melukaimu. Panasnya surya bahkan membuatmu terbuai dan berlaku. Dan kau dapat menyusupi rongga jiwa yang kosong.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Ketapang Tanah Kayong by Amuch Fit Rosmala. The song Ketapang Tanah Kayong was composed by Amuch. Tanah Kayong is the name for the traditional region which includes Ketapang Regency and North Kayong Regency, the two southernmost districts in West Kalimantan. The song tells about Ketapang Regency. The lyrics tell that Ketapang is one of the oldest districts in West Kalimantan province with 20 sub-districts. It is also said the city of Ketapang is rich in arts and culture. The people are friendly and have a special food called ale-ale. Ale-ale is a shellfish dish which is processed into various kinds of dishes, such as chili sauce, stir-fry, serundeng or seasoned shredded coconut, thick sauce, salty sour, satay, and others. Well, listener, here is the song Ketapang Tanah Kayong by Amuch and Rosmala. Enjoy the song.
Suka cita banyak budaya. budayanya, ragam ciri khasnya, ayo kita jaga sama-sama. Kabupaten Tosua ramai penduduknya, Ketapang tanah yang tercinta. Banyak budayanya, ragam ciri khasnya, ayo kita jaga sama-sama. Kabupaten Tosua ramai penduduknya, Ketapang tanah yang tercinta.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Kalau mau pak ke sungai pisang goreng dan bingkel. Cong 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 kopi pancong, tak berduit kopi pancong. Cong 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 kopi pancong, mau irit kopi pancong. Naiklah sampan, bawa keladi, sampan membuco banyak airnya. Janganlah lapar, janganlah gengsi, kalaulah memang kita tak punya. Cong 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 kopi pancong, tak berduit kopi pancong. Cong 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 kopi pancong.